Wednesday, July 23rd. Commemoration of St. Apollinaris. The Epistle from the First Letter of St. Peter, Chapter 5, Verses 1 through 11. Dearly beloved, the ancients that are among you I beseech, who am myself also an ancient, and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, as also a partaker of that glory which is to be revealed in time to come. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking care of it not by constraint, but willingly, according to God. Not for filthy lucre's sake, but voluntarily, neither as lording it over the clergy, but being made a pattern of the flock from the heart. And when the Prince of Pastors shall appear, you shall receive a never-fading crown of glory. In like manner, ye young men, be subject to the ancients, and do ye all insinuate humility one to another. For God resisteth the proud, but to the humble he giveth grace. Be you humbled, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in the time of visitation, casting all your care upon him, for he hath care of you. Be sober and watch, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, goeth about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist ye, strong in faith, knowing that the same affliction befalls your brethren who are in the world? But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory in Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a little, will himself perfect you, and confirm you, and establish you. To him be glory and empire for ever and ever. Amen. Haydock Commentary. It cannot be doubted but the Greek and Latin words, which we here translate ancients, were applied after the establishment of the new law of Christ to signify such ministers of God and the Church, which are now called priests and bishops. A witness of the sufferings of Christ. St. Peter being called and made the first or chief of the apostles soon after Christ began to preach, he was witness of what Christ suffered, both during the time of his preaching and of his passion. Some think that the glory Peter refers to means only that he was present at his transfiguration, where was shown some resemblance of the glory which is to come in heaven. Others think that he expresses the firm hopes he had of enjoying the glory of heaven. When he says feed the flock, this shows that he speaks of bishops and priests, and not merely of elders. The Gospel from Luke chapter 22, verses 24 through 30. At that time there was a strife among the disciples, which of them should seem to be greater. And Jesus said to them, The kings of the Gentiles lord it over them, and they that have power over them are called beneficent. But you not so. But he that is the greater among you, let him become as the younger, and he that is the leader, as he that serveth. For which is greater, he that sitteth at table, or he that serveth? Is it not he that sitteth at table? But I am in the midst of you as he that serveth. And you are they who have continued with me in my temptations. And I dispose to you, as my Father hath disposed to me, a kingdom, that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and may sit upon thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. From the Great Commentary of Cornelius a Lapide. Let us learn this parable of Christ, incredible to the world, but in itself most true, and by experience most certain, namely, that the way to exaltation is abasement of self. Do we wish to become greater? Let us become less. God has sanctioned and fixed this way by his eternal law, and therefore Christ was the first fruits to enter upon it, that we by the same law might follow him. Hence St. Francis, a great follower and imitator of Christ, humbled himself to the lowest of all lowness, and wished to be the poorest and vilest of all men. And to a certain saint, a most lofty and splendid seat in heaven was shown, and when he asked whose it was, the answer was given, It was the seat of one of the great ones among the fallen angels, but it is now reserved for the holy Francis. So says St. Bonaventure. The same St. Francis wished his followers to be called minores, lesser, lest they should presume to become maiores, greater. His scribe ordered the brethren of his order to be called not minores but minimi, or lowest. Hence the blessed Magdalena de Pazzi, who has been lately enrolled among the blessed by our holy father Urban VIII, received the following order from God. Be of the order of minime, and the least of them, that thou mayest strive as zealously to be the least, as men of this world do to be the greatest. Saint Elizabeth, the daughter of the King of Hungary, personally, against the remonstrances of her friends, tended the sick and outcast, and said that if there were any position more humble still, she would gladly fill it, the more closely to follow Christ, who from the first humbled himself to be the lowest of men, as Isaiah describes in chapter 53. For in this consists the crown of virtue and perfection. The like did St. Hedwig and her granddaughter St. Elizabeth, Queen of Portugal. So St. Paulinus of Nola sold himself for a slave, for the good of a son of a widow, that he might imitate Christ and make himself one of the most humble of men. And I appoint unto you a kingdom. As my Father has decreed and prepared for me, through humility in the cross, through so many labors and sufferings, a kingdom heavenly and eternal, so do I also appoint the same unto you. That is, I decree, prepare, and going to death I now appoint, as by my will, that through the same humility, cross, and suffering, you shall possess alike, nay, the same kingdom with me in heaven. Dispute not then among you who shall be the greatest, but who shall be less, that each may study to surpass the other in low estate and humility. For whoever does this shall be first and greatest in my kingdom. As kings gave to their most intimate nobles a place at their own table and made them companions of their banquets, but assigned to other and less famous nobles another table, so will I make you, my apostles, the chief and foremost of my kingdom, and place you most nearly to myself, and as it were at my table, and I will have you as the most intimate guests of my royal feasts. In like manner, say Euthymius, Titus, and Theophylactus, he shows that the apostles, as the first and most illustrious of his followers, should enjoy the highest honors with their immortal king. The pleasures and honors of the kingdom of heaven are often compared in Holy Scripture to banquets and feasts of meat and drink, and to the first seats at table with kings, because carnal men understand these things best, but are unable to estimate spiritual ones. And because as meat and drink are incorporated into ourselves and made our own, so in heaven, by the beautiful vision and his other glorious gifts, God will be incorporated into us, as it were, and will be made our own.